Now, the details of Operation Yellow Hammer, worst case scenario, of course, they had to be revealed. They were out before with the Sunday Times, but when you see the actual document, you begin to think, could it really turn out to be as bad as that? Worst case scenario for a no deal Brexit. Let me speak to political commentator Eamon Mallee. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What do you make of the nuts and bolts of Yellow Hammer?
Frank, I've had several conversations with you over the past number of months. And I spoke to you about being down at the border and meeting family and people who live in that area. And I articulated back then that inevitably, there would be a manifestation by way of protest at any attempt to curb movement along the border. Now, I wasn't talking about dissident Republicans or anybody of that nature. I just had a sense that the young people of that district, of the border areas, will mobilize themselves. They will be on the border to protest. And I think that's what's going to happen. And this document is implying that. And the reality is the Yellow Hammer paper would not have emerged initially had it not been a leak from inside government to the Sunday Times. And it is remarkable that only after all this time the government is forced to publish the reality of what's facing them. Inevitably, smuggling is going to kick in. Those, what I call euphemistically, border economists, they would be already working on the potential opportunities arising from differentials either side of the border. It's interesting, there's a key phrase in this document now. It says, a hard border is scarcely sustainable. Now, this is very significant, because they're now talking about, as far as I can see, the British government is saying that the notion that they had initially of no tariffs, no et cetera, on products coming in from the Republic of Ireland might not be sustainable for health reasons and a whole lot of other reasons. So it's heartening up all the time, the fallout, the development flowing from a no deal, etc.
Well, just let me remind people of what's in this, the bullet points regarding Operation Yellow Hammer, worst case scenario. Some cross-border trade would stop. Agri-food would be worst hit by tariffs. There'd be job losses, road blockages, public disorder. Eventually, there would be tariffs on goods, as you've just suggested. They're coming from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland, even though they said the British government said that wouldn't happen. Cross-border smuggling would increase. There'd be confusion in the fishing rights in Northern Irish waters. There could be clashes at sea, and Northern Irish firms would be challenged in regards to being profitable. These are some of the things that are being said with regards to Operation Yellow Hammer. It's a real litany of doom and gloom, but there are people, and I'll have some of them on this programme pretty soon, who describe this absolutely as Project Fear and nothing other than that.
Of course there will be. But take one stat at the moment. There are 18,000 certificates, health certificates, issued annually in Northern Ireland, reference export of agri products to Europe. 18,000. The prediction now is that these EHC, these are health certificates signed by vets, will necessitate 1.9 million. Certificates to be signed annually if Northern Ireland were to continue exporting food or products to Europe at the same level of export at the moment. Now, could you imagine the work in the background, the number of vets needed for signing those certificates alone? So there is something very scary about these statistics. And this is why this begs questions about the validity of people here who want to realise a no-deal situation or who are entertaining the notion of Brexit. From our point of view, we seem to be the people who are going to be punished mostly collectively, particularly the farming community, but even social care homes, due to what they're predicting the inflation. Those social care could be very badly hit in Northern Ireland arising from that. Now, that's very technical. I'm not really capable of explaining why that is a factor, but they're talking about inflation. Increased inflation could affect adult social care, et cetera, in Northern Ireland. So the cold facts, and these are drafted and deduced by the government themselves. And effectively, Frank, it appeared that they were determined to hide these facts, but now they're out in the public.